It's time for another sports presentation right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to Rushi High School, where we are here getting ready for our first volleyball match of the season. Our Indians are taking on the Rushi Raiders. And the JV match, the Indians lost the first set 25 to 23. Then we came back strong in the second one, 25-15. And in the third one, the third and deciding one, we won 25-11. So it was a pretty nice day after it wasn't a slow start. We just, it was back and forth. And they ended up winning 25-23 in the first set. And again, the Indians came back and defeated them in the second and third sets to win the match. So our JV team goes to 1-0. And our varsity team looking pretty good. You know, on paper, you never know what you have till you get started. And Rushi is usually a pretty good way to they usually have really good sports here, and I think this volleyball, what I saw in the JV match and what I'm looking here in the warm-ups, looks like they're going to be very good. Some tall girls, some quick girls. I think it's going to be a really good gauge of how good we're going to be here, at least early in the season. So a couple of things coming up. Next Tuesday we play volleyball at St. Mary's. We'll simulcast WPGW for that one, and I don't believe that they have the NFHS network available. So you'll have to either listen or, even better, come on over to the game. That's at St. Mary's, 5:30 for the JV start. That's what all the volleyball matches will be, 5:30, except for the Saturday games. I think 2 out of 3 are 10, and I think one of them is 11 or 1, something like that, but we'll let you know that along the way. So Tuesday, volleyball at St. Mary's, simulcasting Rob Weaver, WPGW. Thursday, volleyball will host National Trail, and that also will be a WPGW simulcast. And, of course, we will have the NFHS video with that, and our audio will also be on the NFHS video. Then on Friday, football starts, and we'll be hosting Wayne Trace. That's been our opponent the last, I'm going to say, 4, 5, 6 years to start off the season. And that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. We will be broadcasting all the football games. Pre-game show will be at 6:40 on Friday night. And we'll have our audio with the NFHS video on that. So that's what's coming up next week. And let's take a quick break. And we'll come back in just a minute or two, back right after this.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, can do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Portside Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Portside Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Portside Streets.
Welcome back to Rushi. We're here. The Indians are getting ready to take on the Raiders. And I'm here with Brody Bargy. How are we doing today, Brody?
I'm doing very good.
All right. Like to hear that. So Brody's going to be helping us out a little bit with volleyball and football this fall. He'll be a little busy in the winter with the, the basketball, of course. Everybody remembers from last year. So I think we're going to be in pretty good shape here with our Indians girls. Do you know much about any of the girls with any kind of health problems or anything? Or
I think Kennedy's coming off an injury from basketball season.
Yep. She had that shoulder. My understanding is she's 100% or very near it. And I just chit-chatted with her mom for a second. We didn't talk about that, but if I were her, I would be very tentative for a little bit. But she's been practicing, and she already knows how hard she can hit it without causing any problems. And I'm going to say she's at full blast. And if nothing else, she can go up and block some stuff, even if she doesn't, if she isn't confident smacking it really hard yet. But I think she'll be okay. As far as I know, that's the only health problem we had.
I think so.
Yep. Yeah. So. Of course, you're not in school yet, so you don't get to see how that's going. But so let me just ask you real quick here, and what kind of did you do AAU basketball this summer?
Yeah, I played for Darren Sheffer, coached me, Breaker, and Grant were on the same team.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was nice being able to play with them, get some experience.
Yeah, so. And Dan Sheffer, he's hard to get along with. he's pretty awesome, isn't he?
Yeah, he's awesome. I love him as a coach.
I loved watching him in the JV matches. He, you know, somebody would do something, might be a little bit wrong, he'd just be sitting there laughing. He's having fun, man.
Yep.
Looked like all the kids were having fun. He's just a good guy. He helped me do this stuff several years ago, senior year a little bit, and a year or two after that, and then he got busy with his officiating and all that.
Yep.
And I think he's been a very good thing for our program.
So
did you guys do pretty well? Everybody feel good playing?
I felt good playing. We probably played six or so tournaments, won probably half of them.
Oh, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, the competition wasn't like the greatest, but it's just so you gotta keep playing basketball over the summer.
That's really good. Now Breaker is doing football. Grant's not doing football.
Grant's not, nope.
Hmm. I wish he would be, but that's his choice, I guess. But I think we're going to be pretty good in basketball this year. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
And the way toward the end of the year, you and Breaker and Grant came up and played a lot on varsity, and that gives everybody some pretty good hope, because you guys look pretty good.
Yeah.
Looks like they're getting ready to go for maybe the national anthem, at least the introductions. We'll take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
We've been waiting all summer, and it's here. Miracle Lanes is open. They'll be open Thursday through Sunday through Labor Day, then they'll be open every day after that. Stop by and say hi to Corey and Jared and the gang and take home some of their great food. Also, their bowling leagues are forming now, and their league meetings are coming up on Thursday, August 22nd, with the women's meeting at 6 and the men's meeting at 7. Their hours will be Thursday opening at 3, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday opening at 11. And, of course, they'll have their popular pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Again, American Lanes will be open Thursday through Sunday until Labor Day, then every day after that.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Welcome back to Rushi High School, where Indians are getting ready to take on the Raiders here in a volleyball match. Again, the JV contest. The Indians lost the first match 23-25 and then came back and won the next two, 25-15 and 25-11. So looking pretty good right now for them. They're announcing the starters for each team, and we're going to try to keep up with some of the stats on this. If whatever I have will be extremely unofficial, but we're going to do the best we can. And trying to write while I'm saying this stuff. But so for our Indians, it'll be Kayla Heitkamp, Bryn Wellman. Kayla's a senior. Bryn's a sophomore. Carly Niekamp, senior. Kennedy Mullenkamp, a senior. Cameron Mullenkamp, a sophomore. And Bridget Holman, a sophomore. So three seniors, three sophomores. There are no juniors on our volleyball team. But we had a really good JV team last year. And these three girls that are starting were kind of superstars on there. And they kind of came up and helped with the varsity some. And I think we're going to have some really good matches. And yeah, I think we're just going to be pretty strong. So should be able to keep up for the most part with the Indians players. Probably have a little bit of trouble with the Rushi players. And if you are a Rushi fan, the Fish Report is also broadcasting this game. So if you'd rather hear them than us, you are definitely welcome to do that. They're here doing the best we can, and they're going to do the best they can, and they're going to be rooting for Rushi, and we're going to be rooting for the Indians. So one thing I've seen most of the time is the officials are all, I think I've seen one not great official in
10 years of watching volleyball. The rest of the time, the officials are very, very good, very fair. And I don't know how they can see that quick, but I've questioned a few calls in my mind, and I'll go back and look on the NFHS video, and the officials are right. So there's not much, not very, very seldom does anybody question an official's call in volleyball. Kayla Heitkamp's going to go back and serve for our Indians. And it's received in the back, tipped to the center, and right back at Holman, Bridget Holman, and off of her hands and into the stands. So 1-0 Rushi, and they'll switch out, and they'll bring in number 11, Claudia Haney, H-O-E-N-E, H-O-E-H-N-E, Claudia Haney, and Chapman served for them. We get it back over across, and we hit it out too long, so it's 2-0 Raiders, and Izzy Chapman will serve again for the Raiders. That is, hits the net, and then get to the front row. Kayla hit it across. Rushi with a big pound, and we tried to get it back, and we tried to get it to our front row, got it to their front row, and they tapped it right straight down. 3-0 Rushi right now. And it will be Izzy Chapman serving again. Kennedy receives it and set it up for Kennedy, and she puts it just across the net, just barely in bounds, and it is 3-1 Indians, and it will be Cameron Mullenkamp going back to serve for our Lady Indians, down 3-1 here in set number one, and it's received in the back row, setting it up for the front. They get it to us. We tried to block it, and it came down on our side, so it is 4-1. And it will be, looks like, number 0, Courtney Flippo, back to serve for the Raiders. They lead 4-1. Received in the back row, setting up for Bryn. She tips it across just over their blockers and down on their side. So it's 4-2. And it will be Kennedy's going back to serve for Lady Indians. Down 4-2, very early in set number one. And they get it over up to the front row, and they put it out of bounds on their own side, 4-3. So Kenna has a service point. It's received in the back row, setting it up for the right side. And they put it down just inbounds on our side. So it's now 5-3. Indians got within a point, but they couldn't get closer than that. And Rushi serves. We receive it in the back row. Cameron setting it up for Carly. And Carly off of their blocker and out into the stands. And it'll be 5-4. They put the score up on the wrong one initially. Kennedy will be back serving for the Indians. And they receive it, but hit the antenna. And so that's a service point for Kennedy. And across, they get it back to us. Kennedy's going to put it across back row, setting it up for the right side, and they hit it long, and Indians take a 6-5 lead now. Kennedy Mullenkamp, two straight service points. She'll go back to serve again. Indians now lead by a point. Kennedy gets a serve, short serve, and they're struggling trying to get it going, and they tried to get it to their front row, came just across ours, and we put it back down, and Indians now lead 7-5. I didn't see who got the kill on that, but I believe that might have been Carly.
I think it was Bridget.
Hold was on. It Bridget? Okay. Yep. So that gives her a kill.
Yep.
And that one, I missed that one too. I was writing.
Is that Holman again? Yep.
Holman again. So that's really good. She's coming on strong here and set number one for the Indians. And that's another service point for Kennedy. Indians lead 8-5. That one's a short serve, and they are setting it up for the right side. And they get it just in bounds in the back. And so that breaks the Indians' serve, and it's now 8-6. And the Rushi Raiders will bring in Violet Armstrong to serve. Indians lead 8-6, set number one here at Rushi. And Bridget Holman gets it, Heitkamp, and then to Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she hits it, but a little wide. She tried to catch that back corner. It was in distance-wise, but it was just a little out on the side. So it's 8-7. Armstrong will serve again. And it'll be to Holman. She smacks it pretty good. And they get it, block it back to our side. We get it back over to them, going to block it again. And it's called out. That was right on the line. It was either just barely in or just barely out. She called it, the official called it out. And she went out to the hall to retrieve it. And it will be Bridget Holman back to serve for the Indians, leading 9-7 here in set number one. She'll get it to the back row. They're setting it up for the left side. Big hard hit. Bridget gets it. Probably would have gone out of bounds, but you can't take that chance there. And it goes kind of straight up and back, and we weren't able to recover. So it's 9-8. Still lead by a point. And the Rushi Raiders, looks like they're bringing in Ella Flippo to serve for them. 9-8 Indians, set number one. Match number one of the year. Holman to Heitkamp. Cameron Mullenkamp off of their second row person in the back. We're backwards out of bounds. So Indians lead 10-8. And Carly Niekamp will go back to serve for our Indians. Carly's set. And that's back row going to the left side. Hard hit ball off our blocker and down on our side. 10-9 is the score. Indians still hanging on to the one-point lead. And it will be Ariana Cordonier coming in to serve for the Rushi Raiders. Cordonier serve. Taken by Holman. Heitkamp. Holman off their blocker to their back row. They're setting it up for the left side. Tipped over. Kennedy. We tip it over on the second one. They're setting it up for the center. They tip it just across. We tip it back to them. It was back and forth at the net. And saved by Holman in the back row. Kennedy Mullenkamp. She puts it over, but just about a foot wide. That was a big battle. We're tied at 10. And it will be Ariana Cordonier going back to serve for the Raiders. 10-10. And Holman gets it to the front row. Kennedy will tip it across. They're setting it up for the right side. And it does not get across. And that is a point for the Indians. We take the lead, 11-10. Get the lead back. And it'll be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve. Last year she had a number of times where she served numerous points in a row. Let's see if we can get something like that going here. She has that knuckleball serve that's hard to play. She gets it across. They play it back to us. We're setting it up for the left side with Cameron. The libero back in the back row took a dive, tried to get it, and she could not get there. So that would be Cameron with a kill. And it will be Heitkamp again to serve. And that one just a little wide. They got lucky on that one because that one was dying too. It comes kind of right at you and then it just takes a dive right there at the end. So it is 12-11 Indians. Halfway through the first set here. How are we doing, Brody?
I'm doing good. It's
all right.
Fun to watch.
Yes, it is. When it there's not a lack of action, is there?
Nope.
These girls go at it, and especially around this area. Oh. And that one, that serve from Izzy Chapman goes wide right, and Indians take a 13-11 lead, and it'll be Cameron Mullenkamp going back to serve now. And she gets it to them. They're setting it up for left side. Blocked by Kennedy Mullenkamp and back down right where it came from. So that was a big kill for Kennedy. And Cameron with a service point. 14-11. Cameron again. And they get it set up for the right side. Off our blockers and down. So it is 14-12 Indians and the Raiders go back and serve. It'll be the libero Courtney Flippo going back to serve. Down by two. Set number one. That one hits the top of the net and down on the Rushi Raiders side. So Indians get a point and the serve back. And it'll be Kenna Dews going back to serve. She gets it across. It'll go to their front row over to the left side. Up our blocker. And our second row gets it across. They get it back, back to us, and they put it down right at the top of the circle on the basketball court. And it is 15-13. The serves are going back and forth. And it will be Celeste Borchers serving for the Raiders. And that is just long. It was either right. It was within an inch, one side or the other, that line. She has called both of those that were really close in our favor, and I don't know if anybody in the gym could have protested if she called it in their favor. So they were that close. So Kennedy will go back and serve, and that is very short and hits the net about halfway up on our side, and it's 16-14. Indians still with the lead, and it'll be Violet Armstrong going back to serve for the Raiders. They're down by two. Indians are ready. It is taken by Dews, and Kennedy Mullenkamp tries to get it across and cannot get it there. It just hit the top of the net and came down on our side, so it's down to a one-point lead for our Indians, and it will be Armstrong serving again. 16-15 Indians. And Indians play it, getting it to Holman. She gets it across, playing to their left side again. Cameron gets it up to the front, setting it up for Kennedy. She'll get it across. They get it from the back to the front, to the left side. Kennedy with a diving save, gets it across to their front row. They tip it across again. Dews gets it. It's back over to the Indians again now. Heitkamp over to Holman, and she goes just a little long. That was a really good shot, but it was just about 6 inches too long, and we're tied at 16. And Armstrong will go back again. She has two straight service points to get it back to a tie game. Momentum is switching a little bit here. We can't let that happen here. That is long. Her serve goes about a foot and a half out of bounds. We kind of thought about playing it, and one of the girls, I believe, said to let it go, and they let it go. So Indians back to a one-point lead, and it will be Holman with the serve. She go to the back row. They're setting it up for the right side. Holman with the save. Kennedy will try to get it toward the front. Dews will get it across, and it's going to their front row, over to the left side, off our blocker to the back. Heitkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She hits it. They save it. They roll shot it across and just about got it to drop. They tried to put it across on the second hit, and it did not get across. So Indians lead 18-16 now. And, excuse me, Holman will get her second serve here. And that hits the net and stays down. That's That's one of those back several years ago when Diana Rammel was announcing, she was calling that high-risk, high-reward serve. That high risk is, it's really hard to play that shot with if it gets across, but there's also that chance that it won't. 18-17 lead, and Indians got another really close call there in that corner. It hit right. That poor official has had three of them right near her that are within a half an inch of being in or out. And that one was called out, and Indians lead 19-17, and Carly Niekamp will go back to serve for our Indians. See if we can get six in a row out of Carly and get this first set. Pick saved by the back row into our blocker and down. And looks like the Rushi Raiders will call a timeout. And we'll just let's just hang here for just a second. So, Brody, what do you think so far? This is something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool to watch. I mean,
there's a lot of action. These girls can get up and they're hitting the ball a million miles an hour at each other, and they're playing it and some great reflexes to go save those balls on the floor, and it's just fun to watch. And it looks like right now our Indians are clicking pretty well. I'm very sure that Rushi is a very good team. They'll be definitely strong in the Shelby County League, which is always good. Fort Laramie always is great. Jackson Center is always great. They're right in there with them every year. I think this is a very good team we're playing, and right now we are not dominating, but we are winning 20-17. So timeout is over, and it will go to Carly Niekamp to serve for our Indians. So Carly's ready. Raiders are ready. Officials give the go-ahead. 2017 Indians, first set. Serve is over. They're getting it to the center. Just tipped over. Barely saved by our Indians. Cameron gets it across, blocked. Bryn keeps it alive. And then Bridget Holman hits it way too hard, out of bounds, and it's 2018. So now we'll go to Ava Gibson. Excuse me, switched on me. Ariana Cordonier will be serving for the Raiders. They are down by two here, getting fairly late in the contest. So it is Dews gets it for the Indians. Cameron Mohnkamp just roll shots it across, and it will be saved by Cameron. Heitkamp, Kennedy just almost dropped it across, and it's saved by Dews to Kennedy to Cameron. They get it across, going for the center, just trying to tip it across, and it is Kayla Heitkamp who hit it across on the second one, on the second hit when it's supposed to be a set, and caught them off guard. They did get one hit, but the second hit could not go. It went basically to the net. So for her effort, Kayla gets to go serve. See if she can get four in a row and put us out. 21-18 Indians. And that one is in. They let it go right at the libero's feet. That's a tough one to let go, but it was also going to be a tough one to play. She probably would have misplayed it anyway. So there's another service point for Kayla. And it is 22-18. We need three more. And Kayla can definitely do that. That one is... tried to save it or tried to get it up to their front row. They hit it across, and Bryn put it down for them, and they're going to call another timeout. We'll just take a break here with them. We'll just take a break and just run a commercial here.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Rushi, where our Indians lead 23-18 after a timeout here. The Raiders are back on the floor in less than 30 seconds. Our Indians are getting ready to come out now, leading 23-18 over a very good Rushi Raider team. And it will be Kayla Heitkamp back to serve again. She's gotten a couple of points for us here and looking to finish it out. We're at 23. We need two more to finish off set number one. Let's keep the momentum going in our favor. Good serve. Off the libero and out into their crowd. So another service point for Kayla, and it is 24-18. Set point here for the Indians, and Kayla has that knuckleball serve going for her, and they are not handling it well. There's another one, and it goes a little bit wide. So they are new life for the Raiders, 24-19, and they will send number 8, Ava Gibson, back to serve. They need 5 points to tie us so we can go into extra points. But that's a long serve, went about 2 or 3 feet out, and that is the end of set number one. And Indians win that one, 25-19. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime Monday through Friday here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you. Let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Thanks for listening here. We are back, and we're at Rushi. Indians take the first set 25-19. Indians are looking to see if we can finish this in three. What did you think about the first set, Brody? What stood out with you for the Indians?
Yeah, I think our sophomores played really good for their first varsity action.
Yes.
I think Karen Mullenkamp and Bridget Ullman really just, I think, killed the ball.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
yeah, they are strong. Cameron Mullenkamp played a bunch last year.
Yep.
Bren played some. Holman played a little bit. But we have some really good players. And I think we're going to be strong here. Looks like we're ready for set number two. Ariana Cordonier, played by Dews, to Heitkamp. Cross, they're setting it up for their left side. Tried to get it across. I don't believe it ever got across the net. If it did, we blocked it back. And back down on their side, Indians lead 1-0. And that will put Kayla Heitkamp back at the service line again. She finished up. Well, she didn't quite finish up the last game. We didn't get the last point from her serve, but that one's long, unusual for her. That wasn't the knuckleball that dived. Like the, I'm thinking the libero, which is usually a very good player, hasn't done well receiving her knuckleball serve. So it's 1-1, and it's Ava Gibson. She serves it into the net for the Raiders. Indians now lead 2-0, and Cameron Mullenkamp will go back and serve for the Indians. The Raiders are ready, waiting for the official to... There's a little talk going on with the official and two of their players over on that side, on the far side. Okay, they're ready. Not sure what that was about. Didn't look that confrontational at all. That's played by the back row, goes to the front, and Celeste Borchers hits it, but into the net, and it is 3-1 Indians, and Cameron Mullenkamp has a service point. Cam again ready, and played by the back row, going to the left side, and over to our Indians, and Kennedy hits it across. Coming to the left side again. Big hit, and she puts it down on our side. That was number one, Celeste Borchers, that mishit it just a moment ago. So she redeems herself, and the libero, Courtney Flippo, will go back and serve for the Raiders. Indians lead 3-2 here in set number two. And that just clears the net. Cameron played it, but it went kind of sideways, more or less right at Kennedy's head. Never got more than about 3 or 4 feet off the ground. So that is a point for the Raiders. We're tied at 3. Flippo again. And it'll be Bryn slams it across. They play it. And it goes into the net by Borchers. And it'll be Indians 4-3 lead. And it will be Kenna Deuce going back to serve for the Lady Indians. Indians lead 4-3. Set number two, we won the first one 25-19. That's played up to the front row, over to the right side. Our back row plays it. Dews to Homan. She tips it across. They're setting it up for the left side. Big hit by Borchers. And we block it down on their side. 5-3. So Kenna Dews gets a service point. Indians lead 5-3. Dews going back to serve again. Get some instruction from Coach Guggenbiller where to hit it. And it was...
Foot was on the line, I think.
I think she stepped on the line on the serve. I used to watch that a lot, but I hadn't. That's the first time I've seen it in years. Because it seemed like some teams were doing it quite a bit, but they weren't. But they were so close. So I haven't been watching it. So we get... They get it over to us. We get it back. They get it back to us, and we slam it down. And was that
Carly?
Carly, yep. Did that. Carly Newcamp. So big smash for her. And it'll be Kennedy Mullenkamp going back to serve. Indians lead 6-4. Thanks, Brody. Yep. Appreciate you bailing me out and watching what's going on.
Yep.
So a little battle at the net. So on their side, they're going to get it across. Dews to Heitkamp, tipped across by Carly Newcamp, just did not slam that, just tipped it over their blockers, and that's another point for the Indians, 7-4, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve again. That one is played by the back row, setting it up for the middle, and we block it, but it goes out of bounds. So it is 7-5, and they will serve. The Raiders will serve to the Indians, and it looks like it's going to be number 6, Violet Armstrong, going back to serve for Coach Aaron Watkins' Raiders. Serve goes to... off of Holman, went kind of sideways, and our girls couldn't catch up with it. 7-6 now within one. Raiders are, and they are serving again. Need a little better receive on this one. Much better. Holman to Heitkamp to, I think that was Carly, but it went out of bounds. So it's tied at 7 now. So the momentum is switching a little bit again. Armstrong serve again. Holman to Heitkamp, back to Holman. Off their blocker and out of bounds on their side. So Indians retake the lead. I don't think we were behind in that first set at all. We were tied a couple of times. We might have been behind once, but I don't think we were. But the moment we were up 3 and then it was tied, so they've had some momentum shifts. Holman with the serve. That's saved, and it's played by the Raiders. Heitkamp to Carly, and she smashes one into the blockers and down on the floor on their side. 9-7. Nice shot by Carly Niekamp. That was a good old smash. Holman back to serve. That one is played, goes to the left side or right side, and they cannot get it across the net. And that's a service point for Bridget Holman. Gives her a couple here. 10-7 now, Indians. And that one is played from the back row. They'll go to the right side. They get it across. Dews to Cameron Mullenkamp, and she puts it very wide across the court. So it'll be 10-8. Indians lead down to 2. And it will be Ella Flippo coming in to serve for the Raiders. I don't believe she's been in to serve before. A senior. See if she can get something going. That one went out into the hall and retrieved by the site manager here. Ella Flippo back to serve for the Raiders. They trail by 2. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Holman, then to Cameron Mullenkamp. Smashes it. They play it back over to our side, right at the net. That was Cameron went up and got that one, puts it down. That was right at the net, and either team could have maybe got a hold of that one and put it down. We got it down on their side. So it's 11-8 Indians, and Carly Niekamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Things are going pretty good for the Indians right now, aren't they, Brody?
Yeah.
Yep, I'm liking to see it and see if Carly can get us some points here. That's a soft serve.
That's a really good serve.
Just barely saved by the libero. They get it across on the third hit, and Cameron will give it a big old smash. And it's called the Raiders for being in the net. That's something I never see. The Raiders are going to call a timeout. And let's take a timeout with them. We'll take one quick little break and be back just in a moment.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Rushi High School, where Indians are leading 12-8 in set number 2. We won the first set 25-19. And it is Carly Niekamp going back to serve again for our Indians. She has a couple of service points. That one is a short one, but it also goes wide out of bounds on the Rishi Raiders' right-hand side. So it's 12-9, and it will be Emma Mullenkamp going back to serve for the Raiders. And Holman to Brenna. to, it looked like maybe Kennedy rolled that one across.
Cameron.
Was it Cameron?
Yeah.
Hit the top of the net and rolled across down at the feet of their defenders. So it's 13-8. And it's like Kayla Heitkamp will go back and serve for the Lady Indians. She had three service points unofficially in the first set. She's very capable of getting a bunch. That one's, again, just a little long. She didn't hit that knuckleball again. She switched it up, but the last two times she didn't hit that knuckleball that kind of just barely clears the net and dives. She didn't do that the last couple of times. So it'll be the Raiders' serve now. Izzy Chapman. It's 13-10 Indians. And Chapman will serve, played by Homan. And then Heitkamp, great play by our Indians. Bryn gets it across. They get back to us. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Libero with a save. Goes to the front row and a little confusion as to who should hit it. And they both kind of hit it, but out of bounds. And it's 14-10. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back for another chance at a service point. Excuse me, this is Cameron. Sorry. And it is Raiders playing it. And then the Indians have it. Now Kennedy puts it. A hard shot down, and they play it off the hands of Claudia Haney. Goes into their crowd. It's 15-10 now, and Cameron will go back and serve again. She'll hit one, and it stays just in bounds. I think that one might have dived a little bit. Two of them were looking at it, and they both kind of decided not to hit it. Bad decision on their part, but... So it's 16-10. Cameron again. And it's off their receiver in the back row. Sideways and out of bounds. And that's another timeout for the Rushi Raiders. So we'll pause with them. Be back momentarily.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back. We're at Rushi. Indians leading 17-10. Cameron Mullenkamp serving after the Rushi timeout. And the same result as right before the timeout. To the same person, same result. She doesn't handle it well and goes shooting off to her left into the stands. 18-10. And Cameron with another service point. She has five this set, six overall. And Cameron with another one. This one's played by the young lady. And it'll come to the front row. They roll shot it over. Bryn to Heitkamp to Bryn from the right side. Smashes it down. Libero gets a hand on it, but it never got a foot off the ground. And shot back under the net to our side. And Cameron with another service point. She has four or five in a row here. 19-10, Indians leading, and played by the libero from the back, and over to Borchers on the left side. She puts it down on our side and breaks the service point. Big, nice run for our Indians, and as you mentioned off the air, Brody, yep. We got some momentum.
Yeah,
momentum. They broke it a little bit there. The libero, Filippo, will go back to serve for the Raiders. Played by Cameron in the back row, and a little mix-up. One of the front row hitters came across like she might be going to get it, and Deuce let it go. And it's 19-12, and Filippo will serve again. Cameron gets it. Heitkamp sets it. Cameron bumps it across. It'll be the Raiders from the center, a bump. And we're trying to set it up here for Bryn on the left side, right side, and she tips it through their block. And it is 20-12. Bryn with a nice play. She played very, very well last year in the JVs, and she has improved quite a bit, and she is a starter on the varsity as a sophomore. It is Deuce, Kenna Deuce serving. They get it. We bounce it off the net, and then we get it across. Big, nice rally going here for the Indians, and two big saves from the back row by Cameron. And they're getting it ready for the right side for the Raiders. They get it across. Deuce sets it up for our left side. Holman tips it across over their blockers. And they get it over to their hitter in the middle. And she puts it down on our side. 20-13. And it will be number one, Celeste Borchers, going back to serve for the Indians. Looks like we're going to pull her out and going to have a different serve. She was going back to serve, and they're going to put in, they're going to have number nine come in, Ava Baugh, B-A-U-G-H-E-R, Baugher, Baugher. Not sure exactly. That's not one of the regular French names I'm used to. Indians play it from the back row into the front, and it's across. Great save by Cameron in the far corner, and it goes across, but we had a foot on the line underneath. I think Kennedy's toe touched that line underneath the net, and it is 20-14, and Ava Baugher will go back to serve again, 20-14, and Kennedy plays it from the back row. Heitkamp to Holman. They tip it to the middle. They tip it across. Good save. Kennedy sets it up for Holman. She smashes it, played by the libero, and we're saving it again, and just got it toward the sideline. Kenna Deuce flew over. She was one step into the stands and tried to get it, but she could not keep it, could not get it back into play. So a little momentum going here for the Raiders, and that probably is going to be out of bounds. We played it, and it's a block, and it comes back on our side. They're going to try to smash it again. We block it, play it at the net. Deuce sets it up, and Heitkamp tips it across on the second one. They're playing it from the back row. Hard hit, and we can't play that when it goes backwards off our hand, and it's 20-16, and Coach Guggenbiller will call a timeout. A little momentum shift there. I think they've gotten four maybe straight points, and they're taking a break. We'll take a break with them back right after this.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made foot-long subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend.
All right, we're back here, and it is Baugher serving again for the Lady Raiders. And Indians play it. Kennedy Mullenkamp gets it across. They'll set it up for their left side. Hard hit, and off our hands and into the wall in back. So the Raiders continue their little run here. I think that is five or six straight points for them, 20-17 now. They're within three. This is the first time she's served, and I don't know if it's just something we hadn't seen, but it doesn't seem like anything really special, but it is working well for them. Kennedy Mullenkamp will roll shot it across. They're going to set it up for the left side. Cameron saves it out of the back row, set up for Kennedy. Their libero saves it. They get it back in play. Deuce, Heitkamp, Carly, saved by the Raiders. Cameron with a save. Heitkamp tips it over on the second one. She's supposed to set it up. She tipped it right over their blockers because they were not ready, and we changed that momentum, and that was a huge momentum run for the Raiders. So it's now 21-17. Indians up four. Kennedy Mullenkamp back to serve. Let's see if we can ride this one out here. So hits it across to Deuce. We'll get it to Holman. She puts it down. Bridget with a really nice shot there. That's 22-17. We have the momentum back. We could even afford to go back and forth right now. We're up five. We need 3 points to win this set number two. Won the first set 25-19, leading this set 22-17. Kennedy Mullenkamp back to serve again. And that'll drop right in front. Right in front. Yeah, I thought it hit the floor, but the coach is asking, I'm not sure if he's asking the official or her if that really hit the floor, but Kennedy with a couple of service points, 23. We need two more. Kennedy with a serve, hits the net, but they play it. And Heitkamp with a great save. Kennedy has to save it over. Heitkamp went down on the floor. She had to kind of save it and had to kind of crawl over Heitkamp to hit it, but it turns into a point for the Rushi Raiders, and it will be Violet Armstrong going back to serve for the Raiders. 23-18. Indians need 2 points. Dews from the back row. Heitkamp. Carly, played by the Raiders, struggling a little bit. They roll shot it over. Dews. Heitkamp will set it up for Holman behind her. Or is that Carly? Carly came around behind her and puts it down near the back line. And the Indians now lead 24-18. This is set point. And Bridget Holman will go back to serve for the Indians. And it's played by the Raiders. They're struggling a little bit. They'll get it across. Kennedy up to Kayla Heitkamp. And she flips another one on the second shot, on the second hit. Takes them by surprise and goes down on their side. And the Indians win set number two, 25-18. And we will be back right after this.
Stop into Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, can do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TVs, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Welcome back to Rushi High School, where we're heading into set number three. Indians won the first set 25-19, the second set 25-18. I think they're up 20-12, and Rushi made a nice run at us, but we were able to get the service back and switch the momentum. So in that set, I believe Cameron Mullenkamp had six service points. I think it was four or five straight. Kennedy had three. Bridget Holman had two, and I think Kayla Heitkamp had a point or two. Carly Niekamp had a couple. Kills, Carly had three pretty good kills. Cam with a couple. Bridget, our Indians have just been playing well. We've We've been scrambling well when it's necessary, and we've had some pretty bright spots. What do you think, Brody? We're looking pretty good.
Yeah, I thought Carly Niekamp just.
Yeah.
I mean, some moments it's like I don't even know how you return that.
Yes. So it'll be Heitkamp serving again, played by Libero, setting it up. They have to tip it across. Kennedy gets it, and Brynn tips it over on the second one. They're playing it from the right side. Dews saved by Homan. Cross, and Raiders will smash it down, and I believe this is the first time the Indians have been behind. We're down 1-0. I think we were ahead all of the first set and all of the second set. So hope this isn't shape of things to come. I'd like to finish this off in three and be done. It'll be Izzy Chapman back to serve for the Raiders. They lead 1-0 here in set number three. Hard shot, and Homan plays it. Heitkamp, Cameron tips it across. We're going to say somebody, was it us in the net? Yep. So they get the point. We got under the net or into the net. Now we're down 2-0. Izzy Chapman will serve again. That hits the net and drops on our side, but we play it. And they smash it back, and we play it from the sidelines, and we did get it across, but it was just out of bounds, and we are down 3-0 now. And Chapman will serve again. We need to break this service. That's too much. Deuce, Heitkamp, Kennedy Monkamp with a nice smack, and we got it down on their side, but the officials said they were in the net anyway, so 3-1, and Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. And that is played by the libero, going to play it toward the center, and she hits it hard, but out of bounds on the side, a little wide. And it is 3-2, Indians down a point. Cameron Mullenkamp with a service point here, and looking to get another few. That is played in the back row by the Raiders. They get it to the front, try to put it over on the second hit, but into the net. And we're tied at 3, and Cameron Mullenkamp with 2 service points already here. And she'll serve it again to the back row. Libero to the center. They'll go. They're not going way up in the front row to put those. They're not setting their hitters up in the front row. That one goes wide, and the Indians lead 4-3. And Cameron will serve again. And that is played in the back row. They'll play it to the right side, and we get it back across. And Cameron saves it in the back. Heitkamp to Homan. They're bringing it to the front. They're going to try it from the front there, and they did bring that up to the front, to the net that time, and put it down on our side. So we're tied at 4. So they've been playing from back at that 10-foot line for a lot of their big hits are playing back there. So it will be the libero serving, tied at 4. Cameron to Heitkamp. Brynn blocked back to our side. Homan will hit it back. We're getting it back over again. They're trying to set it up to the center. Hit one hard, and it is down on our side near the back. Well, definitely well inbounds. So the Raiders lead 5-4. And Courtney Flippo, the libero, will serve again. So the Raiders are not going to let us win this in 3 very easily. Played by the Indians. Kennedy Monkamp hits it across. Hit over on the second shot for the Raiders. We'll set it up for Brynn. She hits it and tipped it across. Tipped back across, but they were in the net. So that is a point for the Indians. And we're tied at 5, and it'll be Kenna Dews back to serve for the Indians. 5-5, and it's time for us to take control and finish this.
Not again.
Looks like she again stepped on the line for that. That's the second time she's done that, and it's only the second time I've seen it in 1,000 years. So stepped on the inbounds line as she was serving. Ruchi leads 6-5. And they'll go back to serve, and it will be Violet Armstrong. Ella Flippo. I thought that was a six. That's five. Ella Flippo with the serve. Played by Homan. Heitkamp. Carly tips it to the back. They're playing it up to the front. And off our block and down. Two-point lead for the Rushi Raiders. 7-5 here in set number three. Indians lead two sets to none. And it will be Flippo again serving for the Raiders. Our Indians need to get things going here. And it'll be Kennedy Mullenkamp. Heitkamp setting up Kennedy to the right. And down between two players in the back row for the Raiders. And the Indians are down one, and Kennedy will serve. It is 7-6 Raiders. Indians making a little bit of a fight here. We need to get us going here. Kennedy Mullenkamp had several service points the last time. That one's short. They do play it just barely. And they set up their center. Hard hit just inbounds on the side. And it is 8-6 Raiders. They go back to their two-point lead. And this time it will be number six, Violet Armstrong, going back to serve. 8-6 Raiders. And that is long. Two girls, two of our girls looked at it and both pulled their hands down real quick. It was about a foot out of bounds. Good judgment there. So it's 8-7. And Bridget Homan will serve it. And that is...
Ooh.
They got it. It hit the net, came down. They lifted it. They called it, but they never did get it across anyway. So we're tied at 8. And Bridget Homan will serve again. That hits the top of the net and comes down on our side this time. And Rushi goes back into the lead, 9-8. And they will bring in Hazel Francis. I don't remember seeing her serve before either. Hazel Francis. Kennedy from the back row, and Heitkamp tips it over. They hit it back in to us, and it's down on our side. And that's 10-8 Rushi. They lead by two. Hazel Francis will serve again. Rushi is playing extremely well right now. I don't know that the Indians are playing poorly, but the Raiders, I believe, are playing better. We need to just crank it up a little bit, girls. We do have another gear, I think. Homan from the back row. Heitkamp setting it up for Cameron. They'll play it back up toward the front, setting it up for their center. Heitkamp to Deuce, back to Heitkamp. She'll put it across. They're setting up their center again. They just tip it over. Deuce gets a hand on it. Cameron will pound it. They get it back across to us. Deuce to Cameron. She'll just roll shot it across. Excuse me. And their front row gets it to us. We're setting it up on the right side for Kennedy. And off of a couple of their players and down on their side. That was a good rally. And the Indians come out on top on that. We're down 10-9 now. And we did break their serve. And Carly Niekamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Down 10-9. Time to shift the momentum. So that one did go out of bounds. I didn't see the official call it. It was right on the line there. And it is 11-9. And it is Ariana Cordonier serving. Indians setting it up for Bryn. And she'll put it down on their side, but just a little wide. And that makes it a three-point lead for the Raiders. 12-9. They're coming at us, girls. Ariana Cordonier back to serve again. That is wide on our right side. So it's 12-10, and it looks like Kayla is going to go back to serve for the Indians. Kayla Heitkamp. Indians behind. And she serves one that barely gets to the net. So it's 13-10. Raiders are coming at us, girls. We got to keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. Izzy Chapman going back to serve for the Raiders again. She's had some very nice serves and some pretty nice runs for the Raiders. She's going to try to get them back in this. And it is Kayla to Kennedy. Blocked back to our side and down, and it is 14-10. And Coach Guggenbiller is going to call a timeout. And we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a moment or two.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Full Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at KautPharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back. We're at Rushi, where in set number three, the Raiders have been ahead the entire time. We have tied them a couple of times. We might have been in the lead for one or two points, but I don't think so. It's 14-10. Raiders are serving, and it is number four, Izzy Chapman, serving to our Indians. Set number three, Indians lead 2-0. Raiders do not want to go easily. Homan, Heitkamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll put it down. Back row did a little save, but it flew right straight into their net, and it's 14-11. And Cameron Mullenkamp will serve. They're playing it, and it is to their right side and hit to the far side and just inbounds. That was one of those on the side that was just right on the line, too. So it is 15-11, back to a four-point lead for the Raiders. And Flippo, Courtney Flippo, will go back to the libero. She'll be serving. And she'll get it to Cameron. And then we saved it to the... We tried to get it to the front, and it went to their side, and they tipped it right down on us, and it's 16-11. Five-point lead now for the Raiders. Indians need to get it cranked up. Dews gets it to the front, and Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy Mullenkamp, and it does not go down on their side. It goes down on our side. Did not get it across the net. 17-11, six-point lead for the Raiders. We need, it's getting late, girls. That one hits the top of the net and stays on their side. Big break for the Indians. 17-12, and Kayla Deuce, or excuse me, Kenna Deuce will go back to serve. Twice she has stepped on the line. She did not this time. They play it, playing toward the center. We tip it back to them. They tip it back to us. We're setting it up for Carly. She tips it over their blockers and down on their side. That's pretty nice. And
that was nice, yeah.
Like to hear that, see that. Most of the time she's smashing it. She just tipped that one over. 17-13. Deuce back to serve again. And she stays off the line. That is the libero. She gets it across. And Homan will row shot it across. Libero up to the front line. They give it a big smash, and it goes way out of bounds in the back. And it's 17-14. Indians within three now. And Dews with a couple of service points now. Getting the Indians back in it, and we really need it. There's one, and it's just barely out of bounds. That was a close one, too. It was a pretty nice serve, but just slightly long. 18-14, back to a four-point lead for the Raiders. So they only need seven more points, and we need 11. So it'll be Raiders getting it to Homan, to Heitkamp. Homan tips it across. They tried to get it a front row, and we get it to Homan, and it's back and forth at the net. We're going to get it under control. Kennedy Mullenkamp gets it, and it's saved. Nice save by their libero, but it goes up, and they could not get it across. That libero made a great diving save, but it ends up Indian point, and it's 18-15, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve for the Indians. We need 10. They need 7. Kennedy will get it across. Short, they're putting it toward the center. We tip it. Dues to Kennedy Mullenkamp, puts it toward Homan on the left side. They're going to try to set up the left side for themselves, and it's back to us. We get it to Heitkamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp. Libero saves it on the left side. Kennedy saves it, and we're not going to be able to save that one. Kennedy saved this one on the side. It would have gone out of bounds, but you can't take that chance when it's going like that. It is 19-15. Indians trail by four again, and it will be, Violet Arnold going back to serve for the Lady Raiders. They lead by four, and they're trying to get back in this match. We lead two sets to none. Indians play it. Homan loops it across over their blockers and down on their side. They could not get to it. 19-16. And that will bring Bridget Homan to the service line. We need to get a few points here. That one's played by their back row and goes straight off her arms, straight to her right and into the stands. 19-17. And Bridget has another service point, her second this set. And she'll serve again. Tough one. They play it. And big hit from the center past Kennedy and down on our side. 20-17. Lead down to three finally, but it's getting late. Ella Flippo will go back to serve for the Lady Raiders. Kennedy Mullenkamp will get it to Heitkamp to Cameron. She hits it. They block it back. Kennedy will roll shot it across. They'll try to get it toward the center. Roll shot across. Dues to Heitkamp. And Carly will come around behind. And a hit just barely able to reach it was the back row. But she hit it out of bounds. She was able to get her hand on it but couldn't play it. 20-18. Lead down to two for the Raiders. And Carly Niekamp will go back to the service line. And they play it toward their center and hit it to the back corner. Just barely in that back corner, about a foot in from the side and about 2 inches in from the back. 21-18 Raiders. Ariana Cordonier will go back to serve. That's played by the Indians. A little bit of confusion. Cameron gets it across. They're going to play it from the left side, and that one is in just on the far sideline. And it is 22-18, and we're going to call another timeout. Let's just kind of stay here, Brody. So Raiders are playing noticeably better than they have been, aren't they?
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like we're playing poorly at all. It just seems like the Raiders have picked it up. We controlled. I don't believe we were behind in the first set or the second set, and I don't believe we've been ahead in this third set. If we were, it was for 1 point. I think we tied them twice, but they've been ahead from the start. They got ahead 4-0, and we came back with a point or two, and then it's been kind of back and forth. I think they're up 4 now. I think they're up 5 at 1 point. We had it down to 2. It was 20-18 just a couple of points ago, and now they're back hitting it. So it's we're back from the timeout. Ariana Cordonier is going to serve for the Raiders. They lead 22-18 here in set number 3. Homan plays it. Heitkamp, she'll set it up for Cameron. They're setting it up for the front row. They tried to put it across on the second set and hit it right into the net on the second hit. It was usually the set hit and right into the net. So it's 22-19, and it'll be Kayla Heitkamp. We need her to get one of those famous runs she's had. We're down 3. They play it. We're going to hit it from the left side and off of our blocker and down. 23-19. We're in trouble here,
yeah,
Brody.
Can't get a run going.
Nope, cannot get a run going. We can't trade points with them, and that's kind of what we've been doing here. We'd get two, and they'd get three, and we'd get three, and they'd get two, and we've been back and forth at it. 23-19, and Raiders are serving, and Homan, and she sets it to the front, and nobody was there. It is set point for the Raiders, 24-19. Indians have a lot of work to do. We have come back from this. Last year, once or twice, we came back from this, but we need to do a little better here. That one was set to the front, off the net, and then we played it. Wow. It bounced off the net. Cameron played it, got it across, just roll shot it across, and it dropped on their side. So we have a little life, 24-20, and it'll be Cameron Mullenkamp. They play it. They're going to play it from the back row again. They're going to have to roll shot it across. We can set it up really well here. Kayla sets it up for Kennedy. She just bops it across. They play it from the back row. They're struggling a little bit, but goes into the net. They tried to get a shot past our blockers, but they couldn't even get it to the net. So 24-21, and Cameron with another service point. She needs to get a few more here. She had six last set. That's played in the back row. They're playing it. They're going to get it to the center.
Hot.
And, we let it go, and it was just barely in. When it's anywhere near that, you cannot let that ball go, especially when it's set point. So that is end of set number three, and it was 21 for the Indians and 25 for the Raiders. So it is 2-1, and we'll take a break, and we'll be back after this with kind of a little bit of wrap-up of what's going on so far. Back in just a minute or two.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE Appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Welcome back to Rushi, where our Indians are leading the match 2-1, but we just lost that last set 25-21. We fought them, but I don't know if we were ever ahead in there. If we were, it was for 1 or 2 points. And Brody, we have to get the momentum back.
Yeah, we do. We need this set, so I can go home.
Or go see Grandma and Grandpa.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, it's getting dark. You got to get home. So, that's a serve from them, and we get it from the back row to the front row. Kayla was going to try to tip it over. Didn't quite work. Rushi leads 1-0 again. And it is Ariana Cordonier going back to serve again for the Raiders. So it went kind of between two of our back row players, and that neither one really hit it very well, 2-0.
That's happened a couple times now.
Yes, it has. That is miscommunication, and that can't happen. Both of those girls are very capable of making great saves. So we got a little help there with the serve into the net. It's 2-1. Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve. and see if she can get one of those runs that she had a whole bunch of last year. To the back row. They play it over to the right side. And that one was right on that line again. This time the official calls it in. And it's hard to argue with that. She's had four or five really tough calls back in that corner. And they are all within probably less than an inch of being one way or the other. So it is 3-1. And looks like it will be Izzy Chapman back serving for the Raiders. They just get it across. Kayla Heitkamp, Cameron smashes it. They knock it around on their side. We get it back. Tip it back to us. Kayla Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy. They tip it back to us. We tip it back to them. They're kick it over to our side. Holman. And we got in the net. Heitkamp, as she was setting it up, touched the net, and it is 4-1. Raiders again controlling this set early. We don't want to go 5 sets.
Nope.
4-1. And Homan. And two of our girls went back there to be ready to play it, and both of them let it go between them. They both thought the other one was going to get it.
We got freshmen coming in.
Bad, bad miscommunication. Didn't see who sneaked in here.
I think Haley Easton, freshman.
Oh, great. Haley Easton is in there. Thanks, Brody.
Yep.
And get it to us. Kennedy tips it. Or was that Bryn? One of them tipped it. Bryn tipped it over their defenders. And so Cameron will go back to serve.
And she's out.
5-2. Indians behind. Cameron had a bunch of service points the two sets before this, and she needs to get a roll going here. Played by the back row. They'll try to set it toward the front, and Indians have it. Heitkamp sets it for Kennedy. Kennedy puts in that back corner, just inbounds. The libero dives for it and does not get there. So Cameron with a very important service point for us, 5-3. Cameron is very capable of running a bunch of points here. That one's a tough one. Played by the back row. Setting it up for the left, right side. They hit it out of bounds on the side. And it is 5-4. Indians within a point now. And Cameron with two really nice services there. She'll get us another point here, I hope. Nope. Puts it wide. I opened my mouth too soon, bro. That's my fault.
Yep.
So it is 6-4. If we lose by a point, it's my fault, Brody.
I know. Yeah.
That's not going to happen. We're going to get it fired up here. Flippo, libero serving.
That
just barely went out of bounds on the side. There was people standing here who couldn't see exactly where it hit, but it looked like it was, and the official was right there, calls it out of bounds. And Kennedy's will go back and serve for the Indians. And we'll go to the front for the Raiders. And Cameron saves it from the back. Dews, Holman off the front row. They're going to set it up for the left side. They get it across, and it is just barely in on the far side, on our side of the floor. So it is 7-5 now in favor of the Raiders. And looks like they're going to send number 5, Ella Flippo, in to serve. I believe she's the one that came in before and kind of turned the tide for them she hadn't been in to serve for the first two sets, and then all of a sudden she's in and did great. So we play it from the back row. Holman with a big hit, played by the libero, left side, hits it pretty good. Cameron tries to save it, cannot do it. It is 8-5 Raiders. Flippo will go back to serve again. Yeah, was that what you're saying?
Yeah, or they're just killing our back line now, like Cameron and Kenna.
Yeah, and we should be able to handle those.
Yep.
I think it's a lot of miscommunication.
Yeah, so playing scared.
We have it back on their side. They're going to play block from there. We blocked it, and the two girls kind of walked away so somebody else could hit it, and both of them walked away. It came down on our side. It's 9-5, and we're taking a timeout. Yeah, let's take a timeout. We'll just run a quick one, and we'll be back in just a minute. We'll be back after this message.
We've been waiting all summer, and it's here. Miracle Lanes is open. They'll be open Thursday through Sunday through Labor Day. Then they'll be open every day after that. Stop by and say hi to Corey and Jared and the gang and take home some of their great food. Also, their bowling leagues are forming now, and their league meetings are coming up on Thursday, August 22nd, with the women's meeting at 6 and the men's meeting at 7. Their hours will be Thursday opening at 3, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday opening at 11. And of course, they'll have their popular pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Again, American Lanes will be open Thursday through Sunday until Labor Day, then every day after that.
Ella Flippo serving for the Raiders. And we get it to them. They get it back to us. And we put one down in the far back corner, or in the near back corner. And it is now 9-6. Indians down 3. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve for our Indians. First set, Indians won 25-19, 25-18 in the second set. Grushy came back and won 25-21 in the third set. We're in the fourth set here, and Rushi's still in the lead here. We have not been in the lead in this set. They're setting it up for their right side. Cameron plays it out of the back row. Heitkamp, Kennedy flips it over. They're playing it to their left side, and Indians with a nice save out of the back row. Kennedy will hit it hard. They save it out of the back row, setting it up for the middle, and goes to our side, and Bridget Homan puts it down on their side. So it is 9-7, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve again. Kennedy gets it over there, and it's short, played by the libero. They'll smash it from the middle and down on our side in the near back corner, and it is 10-7. And the Raiders will not let us get a run going. Violet Armstrong back to serve now for the Raiders. We have Heitkamp, or excuse me, Mullenkamp and Dews in the back row.
Good hit.
And Carly Niekamp. We get her set up, and she tips it over their blockers and down on their side. So it is 10-8. Deficit back to 2. And Bridget Homan will go back to serve. She's had several really nice runs of services, too, today. They get in front row, and they hit it hard by the back corner, and that one was not nearly as close as some of that of her other calls back there in that corner. She's had some tough calls back there. That one was good and out. So Bridget Homan serving. And it will go to Carly. And another one she tips over their blockers. They know she can pound that ball really hard, and she'll tip it over them. She's done that a number of times today. And Bridget Homan with another couple of service points. And Carly, and we are tied at 10, but we serve it a little long, and it goes out, just as I was talking about how good we were doing. So Raiders back to a one-point lead. We did get them tied. Let's see if we can break this service. Played in the back row by Deuce. It goes to her left into the bleachers. So it's a two-point lead for the Raiders now. 12-10. And it is Hazel Francis back to serve again. And it'll be short. And Deuce comes up and gets under it, but it never gets more than a foot off the floor. So it is 13-10. We have to break this service. And a hard, beautiful serve. And a couple of nice plays by our Indians. And Kennedy puts it over. They're setting it up for their middle. Kennedy with another nice save. Homan setting it up for Cameron. It's back at the net. And right at the net, we win the battle of the net. It goes down on their side, and it's 13-11. And let's see who's going to serve here. It will be Carly Niekamp going back to serve. We're down by 2. And we need Carly to get a run going here. Again, we've been kind of trading points with them. They'll get two, we'll get two, they'll get one. We'll get two, they'll get two, we'll get one. Back and forth, back and forth. 2 points down, Indians serving. Carley to the back row. They're setting it up for the left side. And off our blocker and down on our side. So it is 14-11. Deficit back to three. And it's going to be Ariana Cordonier back to serve for the Lady Raiders. Brody, we don't want them to get this momentum going. Have to break this momentum.
Got to stop the bleeding.
Yeah, because we took control the first two sets. And we haven't been control these last two. Kennedy to Heidkamp to Cameron. Okay, he thought that the ball had hit the floor. He blew the whistle.
Yep.
And he's there. It's a do-over.
Okay.
He blew the whistle inadvertently, and he instantly said that. He had already blown the whistle after he thought it had hit the floor. So it's Kennedy receiving it. Heitkamp setting up Cameron. Libero gets it, setting it up for their left side. Deuce with the save, and Heitkamp puts it over. They're fighting with it. They get it over. Deuce setting it up for Heitkamp. She'll set it up for Kennedy, and it's over. They're fighting with it again. And Heitkamp's going to... she tried to set it up for us. Got out on their side. They hit it back to us. We saved it, but it did go out of bounds. So it is 15-11. That was a nice little volley, but we just... When Heitkamp set it up, it got to their side of the net instead of ours, and they played it well. There's Kennedy plays it. Heitkamp to Cameron, and she pounds it in that far back corner. That was a beautiful setup, and Cameron was right there to put it down. 15-12, and Heitkamp will go back to serve. I'm not going to say it this time, but we need service points. That's back row, and played. That's going to be an ace serve for Kayla.
Hopefully she can get a run going here.
Yep, that was hit by the back row, but she couldn't play it at all. So Kayla with a nice serve there. 15-13, Indians down two. They're struggling. They do get it across. Kennedy sets it up to the front. Heitkamp sets it up for Cameron, and Cameron just pounds it into the ground on the other side. That was a beautiful setup and a shot. Man, that was nice.
Yep.
15-14, Indians down a point.
Yeah, she can get up there.
Yes, she can, and she can put that down.
Yep.
And Kayla with a nice, nice serve. She's keeping them struggling, and they're going to set it up in the middle. And the Indians put it across. Kennedy puts it over. They're setting it up for the left side again.
Mm.
And we cannot play it, and they take a two-point lead again. Well, we came back some on them. We were down four. We're down two, but we need to break the service again.
Yeah, that was a good run.
And we haven't done that very many times today. So they're going to bring in number four, Izzy Chapman, to serve. They lead 16-14, set number four. Indians lead 2-1. We won the first two. They won the last one. And they lead in this one. So Deuce up to the front. To sets up Kennedy Mullenkamp, their back row. They have to play it out of the back row. Deuce puts it up to the front. And she sets a beautiful setup for Bryn, who just taps it over. Man, that was beautiful. That was really nice.
Yep.
And that'll make the score 16-15, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve. Back row, setting it up for the right side.
Good.
They put it into the net, and we're tied at 16. Here we go, boys.
Timeout.
Here we go. And it's a timeout for the Rushi Raiders. Let's just talk a little bit here. So you think that's those two? Well, let's see. We were down four.
Yep, or five, I think.
Yeah, and so I think we have, I think it was 15-11. We came back.
Yep.
Then they got one, we got one. Now we got two, and we're back to tied. I think the momentum's moving our way. We need to get two or three more points, and then I think we'll have control and can make things go. But, man, this is such a game of momentum. If there's just one goofy little play somewhere, some great save or some terrible hit, for one team or the other can just change stuff so fast.
Yeah, and I think that's why Rushdie got in the game.
Yep, yep. They had some very nice plays. And yep. So we're back here, and it'll be Cameron Mullenkamp serving. We're tied at 16. Momentum is aiming our way right now. Let's roll it our way the next several points here. Played out of the back row. They're going to play it toward the front. Roll shot. We play it out of the back row, and it's set up for Kennedy. They are playing out of the back. They'll play it from the right, left side. Deuce with a save. Heitkamp to Cameron. She bumps it across. We bump it across. Cameron from the back row. Heitkamp was going to set it up, and instead, everybody's waiting for her to make one more of those beautiful setups, and she pops it over their defenders, and we lead 17-16. Big Bo's on our side there, Brady. Yep. Brody, sorry. Oh, and they just a nice shot back into our blockers and down on our side. It's tied at 17, but we do still, I think, have the momentum going our way. Courtney Flippo, the libero, back to serve for the Raiders. 17-17. And Cameron bumps it across. He was trying to set it up, hit it across. They get it back to us. Kennedy hits it back across to them. Right side, they're just going to bump it over. And Kayla Heitkamp sets it up for Holman. And she pounds it into their blockers, off the net and down on their side. Momentum's back. And it will be dues for the service. Indians lead 18-17. And a deuce. She bounced up an inch from that line again. And it goes long anyway. So it's 18-18. And in comes Ella Flippo to serve for the Rushdie Raiders. And again, she didn't serve. I don't think she played the first two sets. And she served a bunch of points at second set. Third set, I mean, excuse me. They hit it to us. We put it up to the net, and they just tip it back down. Rushdie back in the lead. They've kind of retaken a little bit of the momentum. 19-18. This is a big, big point for both teams. Played from the back. Deuce to Heitkamp. She sets it up for Holman. Good. Big pound off of their blockers. They're playing it. They're going to have to play it off the side. Cameron to the front. And sets it up for Kennedy. She puts it into their blockers, and they tip it back. So it is 20-18, and the momentum is on Rushdie's side.
Yep. Yeah, we got to have this point.
Yeah, we need this. Yep. And so far, the first team to 20 has won every one of the sets.
Yep.
Kennedy does it.
Oh.
They are able to play it, and Deuce puts it back and gets it up near the net, and they flip it back down on our side. And we are going for a timeout. We are down 21-18. And we got the momentum for a while. It shifted back to them, and they are on fire right now. 21-18. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Ball is in the air. Time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Welcome back to Rushdie. We are here, Indians trailing 21-18 in set number four. We won the first two. Rushdie won the third one, and they're in control right now in the fourth. Indians have it. They tip it. We get it to Carly, and she does another one of those soft tips. She is capable of pounding the heck out of that volleyball, but she tips. I think she's had five or six of those. Just tipped them over into just the middle of theirs, what used to be called the campfire. Everybody's standing around one spot. Kennedy Mullenkamp now serving for the Indians. That's a short one, and the libero can't get it, and we're within one. Keep that momentum going, Kennedy. 21-20. This is big, big, big for both teams. We can't let, either team can't let their guard down at all. This is big time. Two really good teams playing against each other. Each team has made a mistake or two, but Kennedy has hit several of her serves pretty long. That was a short one and completely fooled the libero. Here comes the next one. That one's a short one, and this is to the right side. And they get it to, they tried to set up theirs, got it across to us, and Carly puts it down on their side. It's 21-21, and they're going to call it, Rushi's going to call a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. Be back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
We're back. We're tied at 21. Indians have come back 3 points here, I believe. And we're tied at 21. Kennedy Mullenkamp serving again. And that's another short one. They'll play this one pretty cleanly. It's from the middle. Saved in the back row by Cameron. And Carly will tip it. They do play it. They're playing from left side. And they hit it 5 feet long out of bounds. And the Indians take a lead 22-21. That was big, big, big. Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve again. Indians up one now. That one's another short one, and they'll play it. They're going to play it from the center. Indians block it, and Homan blocked, went up in the air. Homan saw it, went back up and tipped it down on their side. Indians are 2 points away, 23-21. We were down 21-18. I think we have scored five straight, and Kennedy Mullenkamp serving again. And that's a tough one for libero, plays it, playing from the center, and she puts it down just in the middle of ours. New life for the Rushi Raiders, 23-22 now, and they will be serving, and it will be number six, Violet Armstrong, going back to serve. This is pretty exciting. This is a good one. So we need to switch the momentum here. We're going to wipe up a little sweat from when our girls went down trying to, two of them went down trying to block that and get it back into play. So we have outscored them 5-1 here after being down 21-18, but they have the service and we need to play everything cleanly and well. Kennedy plays it from the back, and Kayla pops it over on the second one. They're playing it. Cameron, oh, we got somebody. Apparently Kayla stepped on the line and in the net, 23-23. Have to win by two in case people don't know that. So that one comes. Cameron from the back. Kayla sets it up for Carly. That one almost went down, and it's being played. Kennedy with a nice save. Carly gets it across. It's at the net and comes down on their side. So Indians are leading 24-23. We are serving match point. This would be set number three. We're going to wipe up some sweat from the dive over there. If they get the point here, be tied at 24, then the game would go to 26. 25 is the game, but you have to win by two. We need this one. This is set point. And Bridget Heitkamp will go back, Homan will go back to serve it. They play it to the front. They'll tip it across. Homan gets it back into play. Nice play. Carly will tip it over. They are bringing it back to the front. They're going to play from the center. There's a pretty nice one. We're struggling a little bit, but we'll get it across. Kennedy gets it over there on the left side, hits it hard, and it is long. It went out of bounds. It was a close one, but it was good. It was out a good 6 inches, and the Indians come away with a 25-23 victory. Man, was that hard fought. Woo! Big comeback there at the end because we were down 21-18. And we outscored them 7-2 to finish that off. Let's take a a break. We'll come back in a minute or two, and we'll take we'll look at some of the stats here if we can figure that out. Back in just a minute or so.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting and Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Welcome back to the, I don't know if they have a name for it, Rushi Raiders. The old gym, my understanding is they have a new gym that will be ready in the next week or two. Have not seen that, but pretty nice gym here. A little small-ish, but they don't have a huge population here. So probably was a pretty good venue for them for a while. Then they started getting really, really good at all kinds of stuff. Yes. And they probably outgrew this pretty quickly, but... you know, it takes a lot of money to build a new gym. So the community stepped up and said, we're building it. And so Rushi Raiders are here to stay for a long time. So Indians come away a three sets to one victory here. Pretty good match, wasn't it, Brody?
Yeah, it was really fun to watch.
Yep. So what was your kind of takeaways of good things, bad things, either team, anything stand out to you, or just?
I thought the seniors and sophomores really played really well together.
Yes, they did. Just, and sometimes that doesn't work, especially early in the season. Because several of these girls only played JV last year and a little bit here and there on the varsity, but they seem to mesh pretty well, haven't they?
Yeah, they did. I think some of them, sophomores playing their first varsity action, did really well. Brent Willman, Bridget Holman.
Yeah, they were impressive.
Yes, they were.
I missed a whole bunch of stats, but I had Bryn with three kills, and I think she had noticeably more than that.
Yep.
Bridget had, I have her for four kills, probably more than that. I have her for seven service points. And probably more than that. Kayla Heitkamp had an ace and I think four or five service points. Carly Niekamp, I had her for, I believe, seven kills, but it was probably more than that. And some of them were the big pounds.
Yep.
But a number of those were just tipping it over their defenders and just a nice little touch. I had Cameron Mullenkamp for 12 service points. And Kennedy with 10 service points, Bridget with 7, and I'm sure I'm way off on all of those, but I thought everybody did a really good job kind of recapping. First set, Indians won 25-19, kind of were in control most of that.
Yeah, they were.
Also, the second set, 25-18, and again, I thought we were under control in that one. Third set came along, and I don't think we ever led in that. We got close toward the end. 25-21 is what that ended up. And then the fourth set started off like the third set did. And Rushi was ahead. And sometimes they're ahead 4 or 5 points. We fought back a little bit. I think it was 14-10, and then we got 2 or 3 points. They got one back, so we got within two. We stayed around two. We were down 3 and 4, 4 and 5. Then we got down 2 and 3 and 2 and 1. And then it was 21 to 18.
Yep, came back from that.
And we think we scored 5 straight points. So we were leading 23-21. They got one of the points back, so it was 23-22. Then 23-23.
Yep.
Then we were able to score the last two. So it worked out really well for us to make that big comeback. I think the girls just kind of willed themselves to just, we're just going to go get this, is what it looked like to me when it got down to 21-18. We're not playing 5 sets. We're just going to go. We're just going to get it now and be done with it. So anything else you want to add, Brody?
I don't think so. No, I think that's it.
Well, we appreciate you guys listening. Our outro is messed up, so we're not going to have the outro. But we'll be going back to our regular programming here. And we do appreciate it. I want to thank Brody Bargy for helping me out a whole bunch today, running the soundboard, and one less thing I have to do, and a whole bunch fewer mistakes. So I tend to make a whole lot of mistakes, and I can't remember one that we got out of Brody. So great job, Brody, and I'm looking forward to you helping us with football and some more of the volleyball, and appreciate a lot. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll probably add the outro when we put it in the archives, but the outro isn't going to play, so we'll go back to regular programming.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.